Hey everybody, welcome to episode 94 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, we are talking about what a fit friend is in our eyes. You know our approach to fitness and nutrition is different than mainstream. So our definition of a fit friend is also a little bit different. After listening to this episode, if you really feel like you are a fit friend, let us know. We definitely want to hear from you. All right, let's get to it.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
So Katie, we have been recording episodes. We have been live for almost 2 years with this podcast. How amazing is that?
Straight insanity. A shout out to those of you who've been listening since the beginning. Like, you have a piece of my soul. Because like this all started as not a joke, but kind of a joke. Like, we should do this. But we know we're going to jump to the next thing. But we committed. Like, I can't believe next year we will have recorded over 100 episodes. Because if you counted when we did our mini Fit Friday episodes, man, we were cranking those things out twice a week. So we've recorded over 100 episodes. It's nuts.
Right. And we have changed so much personally, especially when it comes to our fitness and nutrition. So our brand and this podcast has just really morphed, and we are now taking that a step further and just really like updating the podcast, and the content really isn't going to be changing because we've already moved in that direction, but I think like a good facelift will be awesome.
Yeah, it's wild how much can happen in just a couple months, let alone 2 years. So I'm almost scared to go back and listen to some of the things that, to be honest, some of the things that we may have preached like when we first started the podcast, because I think we've just, like you said, learned and grown so much in our philosophies and, you know, the things we believe when it comes to fitness and nutrition, but more so just our approach, and I shouldn't say beliefs, but more so our mindset around this whole approach.
Yeah. And it's only gotten better, and I'm excited to see where we're at next year with this. And yeah, part of me wants to like go back and delete episodes, but I bet we'd always feel that way because hopefully we'll always be getting better. The episodes will always be getting better. So we'll always look back and think like, what were we doing?
It'll keep us humble. That's for sure. So today we want to talk about, you know, what exactly is a fit friend? I had this realization when we had a potential guest interview, and you know, I invited them to be on the podcast, and they said, well, fitness isn't really my expertise. And so it kind of got me to thinking, gosh, like, what is this message that we're putting out there? Does everybody think the word fit just means your physique, your body? I mean, I think as a fit friend on this podcast, we aim for so much more than just the fitness piece.
Right. And when I think of a fit friend, I know what I'm talking about. Whereas I can totally see taking a step out of our world where someone would think like, well, I'm not a fit friend because I'm not fit. But really, to you guys, our listeners, whether you've been listening for a month or you've been listening for years, you know that the physique part is definitely not the most important to us. And what we talk most about is mindset and having a healthy body, brain, relationships, just everything being not balanced, but healthy.
The first thought that came to my mind when I really started to think more about, you know, what do I consider a fit friend is first and foremost, positive mindset. So are you someone that is able to look at the good almost always, right? We're not going to be happy-go-lucky all day, every day, but someone who's able to always see the good in any situation and be able to authentically go through other emotions, right? So you have that healthy mindset of shifting the positive beliefs.
Yeah. And then if someone, a friend or a family member or you are going through like a really tough time in a really tough chapter, being able to sit down metaphorically or physically sitting down with that friend and saying like, I'm here for you. Like, take me with you on this journey. That's not a positive journey. And so I think that is part of this whole like positive mindset is that it does not mean that you are fake and happy all the time, because that's not real. But we are half full glass people, and we're also emotionally available, I guess is the best way to put it. The reason that I I'm happy that you started with this is because I think that it's really important to always come back to this mindset piece, because it's apparent if your body is in good physical shape, but it's not always apparent if your mind is in good shape. So I think it's something that we always should keep at the forefront, because it's not obvious. So we should all each individually be working on getting to a better place with our positive mindset.
And if we want to talk about body, I mean, really, what's the point of being at a certain number on that scale or having a certain body fat percentage if you are an ugly person on the inside? If you are mean, you're negative, and you're just a Grinch. Like, no one wants to be around you. You're not the kind of person that you probably want to be around, you know? So, like you said, it really starts in the brain. That's really the first place.
And if you want more info on our perspective on this specific one, we recently did an episode on gratitude. And I think you'll get a lot of great info out of that if you are more of a new listener and you're hearing us talk about this and you're like, okay, tell me more. How can I be more positive, or how can I be authentically more positive? We just did an episode that I think would be really helpful. The second thing that we think of when we say fit friends is resilience. And with resilience, what we mean is the ability to bounce back and lean on other people, either when you're going through a hard time or when things don't go your way.
I think in order to be resilient, you have to know your why, or at least, you know, still be in search of your why, right? Because that's that one thing that kind of brings you back to see perspective from another angle, right? Well, this negative thing happened to me because of, you know, XYZ, or you hear that quote, things don't happen to you, they happen for you, right? So someone who is mentally fit, they are able to shift their mindset in that time where, like you said, things aren't going as planned, and they're able to lean on other people because they're vulnerable, and you're able to just say, yes, I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to shift my mindset, but I still need help and I can't do this alone.
Yeah, and that vulnerability is paired with having your priorities outlined. You know what your priorities are right now. And remember, priorities change with seasons of life. So if you haven't visited this recently, definitely go and really nail down what your 1, 2, 3 priorities are right now. And the reason that it's so important to really know this is so that when you get a setback, it's just a setback. It's not a stop sign. It's a yield sign. And that all comes back to this resilience, is that you know your bigger purpose. And we just did an episode on purpose. You know your bigger purpose. You know why you're doing what you're doing. So when you get a closed door, you're not completely thrown off. You're like, okay, cool, I'll just go this other way.
I think of this when you set a major goal and you say, okay, this is the main goal. I'm going to do X, Y, Z to get there. But it really ends up being A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, like the whole alphabet to get to the X, Y, Z to then hit to your goal. So having that clear vision of, okay, this is what I want. This is what is important to me. This is what I value. I'm just going to keep going and persist until I get there. Similar to resilience, I think an important trait of a fit friend is confidence. Now, whether you see yourself as a confident person, we don't necessarily mean being the person in the center of the room, but having like that quiet confidence, right? Someone who just understands, okay, this is what's important to me, and I'm clear about that. So I'm confident with saying no or saying yes to certain things based on my priorities and being okay with that decision.
Right. And if you are someone that's working on this, then, or if you're not, if you have this down pat, you know that you really need to put yourselves around people that know your worth, see your worth, because that helps you to be reminded that to be confident in who you are and to know that like you are worthy of the love. And this also ties back into those priorities. You know, if you're confident in yourself because you know what matters to you.
I always feel like I can really understand a person or know if they're, you know, in quote a fit friend, someone who I would want to hang around, when they make their boundaries very clear, right? So for example, I invite someone we're going out for drinks on a Friday night, but you are training for like this really important fitness event that you're just super excited about and you're really passionate about. Like maybe you're training for an Ironman or just something so badass that you're like, gosh, I would love to be there, but like I have this goal that I'm working towards. So someone will pass on that certain event, right? They'll say, okay, well, I'm not going to make it for drinks because I've got to be up early to train in the morning, but would you want to meet up for coffee another time, right? So they're able to understand their priorities, right? They know that, okay, I still want to be social, but I also have this really important goal. So let me just shift, keep my priorities still up high, but still be able to work those other areas of their life in. Does that make sense?
Definitely. And I think another great example of this is when you know that someone has a lot going on, which is all of us, when you see what they show up to. So like I'm in a weekly group with my church, and like the fact that those women show up every single week when they have to get babysitters and it's 7 o'clock at night and everyone just wants to be sitting on their couch, they show up. You know that that is a priority to them and that they've had to put up a lot of boundaries so that people don't take that time away from them. So I think you know that it's your kind of person. You know it's a quote fit friend if they're able to focus on what's important and block out the things that are not, even when that's hard.
Oh, that's a great example. I also think of like conferences, like fitness conferences or business conferences. Like for me, whenever I'm in some sort of entrepreneurial setting with other like female entrepreneurs, and maybe it's somewhere, you know, like when we went to Smart Success, you just walk in that room and you're like, yes, these are my people, because I know it took a lot for me to be here. Lord knows what these other people sacrificed to be here. So you just immediately know, okay, these people have their boundaries straight and we're all here for the same reason.
Speaking of conferences, a place that you would definitely go to grow, I think that a growth mindset is a key characteristic of a fit friend. And by growth mindset, we mean someone that's always working to improve themselves. And it's just maybe kind of inherent that they want to be like the best version of themselves.
And not just in one aspect of their life, but I think in all aspects of their life, right? Depending on the season of life that you're in, you're always listening to audiobooks. You're always listening to podcasts. You're always trying to, you know, learn new things, and you're never at that place of, well, I've got it figured out. I am number one. You know, even if you are a multimillionaire, you know, your face is all over billboards, whatever, like you're famous and it looks like you've got it all figured out. Like even if you actually are the expert in a certain area, you never actually believe that yourself, right? Like you're someone who always thinks, okay, there's more to be learned. There's someone out there who knows more. I want to know more. I'm always going to keep learning.
Yeah. So being humble, I think that's a great point, because maybe whenever you hear like that you're always working to improve, you then think of that quote that's like, you can love your body but still want to improve it. Yes. Just because you want to improve doesn't mean that like you're not at a great spot. It just means that you have a growth mindset. You know that it's not that necessarily that you want to be the best at everything you do, but you know that like we can all be better sisters, moms, friends, wives. Like it's just we're not perfect. So like how can we be better to the people that we love? And that's what it boils down to for me.
I love that feeling when you meet someone and you just click with them and they just seem so genuine and down to earth. And then you do some stalking later on, like on social media, or, you know, you talk to someone else and you realize like all these things that person has accomplished and you're like, wait, what? Like they would have never come off like that, right? Because I think, again, it just shows that they're down to earth. They're just like you and I, right? Always trying to grow.
I think there's a lot more that we could say here, but to you that's listening, I know that you get this because you're listening to a podcast about how to be a better person, basically. So you know what we mean by this. You know that growth mindset, it's definitely something that you can change. So if you're realizing like, you know what, I haven't been in that growth mindset for the last couple of years of my life, like good for you for like turning on a podcast, because you're already taking like one little step forward. And don't beat yourself up about how far you have to go, but just try to stay in that vein of just like slow movement of trying to be a little better.
I think for me, the one thing I am most excited for 2019 is all the awesome things we have planned for growing this Fit Friends community. So if you resonated with any of those words that we described, just something is tugging inside of you that you want to be a part of that, or you either want to be more like those things or you want to be surrounded by more people who are like those things, then we've got some exciting changes coming up, some new opportunities for you guys to get involved and just meet more awesome people like you.
Yeah. And I've said on the podcast that like I've gotten into some really great Facebook groups recently, and it's great to just realize like, oh, there's a lot of other women that are entrepreneurs. There's a lot of great moms that are entrepreneurs. And ever since then, I've thought like it would be amazing to have like kind of everything that we encapsulate into our Fit Friends definition. So yeah, if you resonate with like who this person is that we're describing basically, then you love meeting other people like this.
And we all need that message continuous in our ear. All the topics that we talk about, I think we talk about the same things, but in different ways a lot, because we ourselves, you know, as we grow and change and learn, we need that repetition, right? These constant reminders, especially when we're bombarded by all these different messages from society and negative people and all the stuff that we need to put our walls up and, you know, lean into the people that are going to help us grow and help us be more positive, better humans.
Right. If we're not listening to something that's growing us, then we're probably listening or watching something that's not growing us
and killing brain cells.
Except for if it's The Office, then it's definitely growing you.
Or Ellen Tube. Man, I can get stuck in a rabbit hole on some Ellen Tube. I love it.
I have spent some hours in Ellen Tube as well. All right, so if you are down to help us grow this community, make sure you've subscribed. If you think that you have, go check right now. Make sure you've subscribed to the podcast and share this episode with a friend, someone that you're like, oh, they totally get this. That is the best way for us to reach more people like you and me. That's it for this episode. Can't wait to talk to you guys more on Facebook, Instagram, find us there, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.